from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Spain's embassy in Havana described as being under virtual siege as demonstrators outside stage an anti-Spanish protest. More evacuations in Montserrat as a crater wall comes under pressure, and newfound popularity for the spiritual Baptists in New York. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. More than 1,000 students have gathered outside the Spanish embassy in Havana in an apparent anti-Spanish protest. Cuban university students say they've gathered to commemorate the killing of 8 students by the Spanish authorities 125 years ago. But recent events, which have led to a sharp deterioration of relations between Spain and Cuba, are playing a part. Spain has been vocal about democratic reform in Cuba, and their ambassador has said he's keeping the door open to dialogue with anti-Castro opposition forces. Cuba retorted that he was interfering in their affairs and withdrew their approval. A short while ago, I spoke with reporter Rosie Hayes, who was outside the Spanish embassy. I asked her if anti-Spanish feeling was being stoked up.
It appears to be so, because the crowds are quite large, and talking to a few of the people, they seem to think it's not right what Spain is doing to Cuba at the moment. They regard it as interventionist. They agree with the Cuban government, with the position it's taken and the move it's taken against the Spanish government.
One news report described the Spanish embassy in Havana as being under virtual siege. Is that a fair description?